Hello, and welcome back to the Konya History Club. In this week's episode, join us as we share some stories. Sit back, relax, and put yourself at ease as we begin.
An adaptation from the book Sulu Studies 2 of Gerard Rickson, and it is entitled The Imprisoned Naga.
In Samal myth, the Milky Way is seen as a gigantic trapped dragon, referred as a naga. The legend goes that it was put in the sky when a couple prayed to God to save their lives from the terrible beast. At the end of days, it is said that the dragon will be freed and will devour all those not faithful to the Almighty. Let's begin. The Tale of the Imprisoned Naga. Over the sky and in the firmament, the stars hear your prayers. They stay silent as witnesses to the unfolding of history. But even they must stand aside when the Almighty displays His power. The stars do not mind. They have prevailed since the world was young, and humanity was but a glimmer in the Almighty's eye. The stars remain and they endure. Our story begins with an answered prayer. The Naga was ravenous. It did not show mercy to the humans living in its territory. From its eyes shot pillars of flame, incinerating all those that it considered prey. The poison flowing from its 9-forked tongue spread through its victims without pity. There were only 3 souls left after the monster had devoured the wicked. A mother, a father, and a son. And it was their prayer that the stars overheard. Almighty, deliver us from this great Naga. Only you have the power to stop it, the father implored. Their prayer was answered, but not by the Almighty. The stars watched as the great Naga swung its tail and sent a terrible gale towards the couple. They saw the mountains shiver in fear at the beast's power. It would not allow the humans to survive. The Naga's cruelty would not allow it. Fury and flames surrounded the family. Even the earth seemed to cry out in pain. And the Naga's path trailed misery and suffering. The broken bodies of its victims littered the monster's passage until the great beast came face to face with its final prey.
If this is the Almighty's will, then let it be so,
the mother sobbed. She held her family, the only comfort left in their plight. The Naga leapt into the sky and opened its titanic maw. The family closed their eyes and waited for the inevitable. But the Almighty heard their pleas and showed His benevolence. The dragon leapt, but it did not meet its target. It rose high into the heavens, past the clouds, and into the realm of the stars. Gigantic gouts of flame and smoke trailing in its wake. When it seemed the Naga could not go higher, it stopped, suspended between the stars and surrounded by its blaze. The family thanked the Almighty for His mercy, forever remembering the day they were saved from the savagery of the beast. And what of the stars? They surrendered to the will of the Almighty, accepting the Naga's new place betwixt their realm. But even they know it will not last, for the stars hear the Naga's whispers. They await the end of days, when the dragon will sweep towards the earth and devour all those wicked souls that do not obey the Almighty. And so the stars remain patiently until the heavens are theirs once again.
The story I will be sharing for tonight is the story of Bilandok in the kingdom of Maranausi, as told from the book The Love of Money, 56 Classic Stories About Greed, as edited by Susan Ives. There was once a kingdom where a selfish, cruel, and greedy king ruled. His name was Datu Usman. In that kingdom also lived a young man named Pilandok, who always found ways of fooling and getting even with the terrible Datu through his cleverness. Because of this, the Datu's anger grew more and more. So when the Datu spotted Pilandok in the kingdom, he ordered the guards to capture Pilandok. Then the Datu placed a punishment upon him. Pilandok was to be tied, placed in a cage, then thrown into the sea. While the palace guards were doing so, the weather was hot and the sea was far away. So the guards rested beneath the coconut trees until they fell asleep. At that lucky instant, a merchant was passing by, so Pilandok quickly thought of a clever idea. He cried and cried, saying he doesn't want to be married to the Datu's daughter. The merchant heard him and thought Pilandok was being foolish. Who doesn't want to be married into a wealthy royal family? So the merchant got greedy. The merchant approached Pilandok and offered to trade places with him. Pilandok agreed. So the merchant freed Pilandok, exchanged clothes with him, and went inside the cage. Pilandok even told the merchant to shout, "I agree now to marry the princess." And so the merchant did. Upon hearing this, the guards only laughed at the merchant and threw him into the deep blue sea. After a few days, Pilandok returned to the kingdom, and the Datu was shocked. "Why are you still alive?" Pilandok explained that when the Datu ordered for him to be thrown into the sea, he instead landed in a kingdom beneath it. He also found out that the ruler of the kingdom of Maranao Sea was his long-lost cousin, who gave him riches. Datu Usman believed Pilandok because he was indeed alive and didn't drown when he was thrown into the sea. He believed Pilandok even more when he said that his cousin, who ruled the kingdom of Maranao Sea, was inviting the Datu. Datu Usman immediately ordered his guards to prepare a cage for him, inside of which he will be thrown into the kingdom at the bottom of the sea. But when they reached the seashore, the Datu was scared. To convince him to push through with it, Pilandok dove into the water, and when he surfaced, he was now carrying a beautiful giant pearl. The Datu was again getting greedy, so he went inside the cage and ordered his guards to throw him into the sea, but diligently reminded them to pull the cage's rope when it moved. But they didn't. Pilandok kept stopping them, saying that the Datu and his cousin were just having fun, that's why the rope was moving. When the rope suddenly stopped, the guards panicked. They pulled the rope and were shocked upon seeing that the Datu was almost dead, and his stomach had gotten bloated. When the Datu awoke, he angrily searched for Pilandok, but the latter was nowhere in sight. The clever Pilandok escaped once again, and had once more tricked the greedy Datu. Thank you for listening to the stories you've shared tonight. Again, these stories were adapted by Susan Ives and Gerard Rickson. Tell us what you think about these stories. Tweet at us at @ConyaHistoryClub or message us at conyahistoryclub@gmail.com.